The Guardian.
Low-carbon, environmentally friendly towns are coming to an open space near you. There are going to be 10 so-called eco-towns in the UK, and the Department for Communities and Local Government announced a shortlist of 15 possible sites yesterday. The Guardian's James Meikle says it's part of the government's attempts to tackle a nationwide housing shortage.
They claim they need 3 million new homes by 2020. The eco-towns, of which there might be 10 eventually, are meant to be in the vanguard of making them carbon neutral, water neutral, and, you know, curbing the use of the car effectively. And they will set the standards, they hope, for future development.
And how did the government decide which sites might be suitable for development?
Well, they invited originally bids for these eco-towns. Now, some were put forward by local authorities, some by, for instance, UK Coal, Shell, and a host of other big companies put forward proposals. Local authorities did in some cases, and in some cases local authorities are offering their support to these. Now, they have whittled that down to 15, which they say are the most environmentally friendly. They argue that they're not going to build on Green Belt. And I think this is partly a move to defuse some local opposition, but it won't totally defuse local opposition. I mean, a lot of plans in the pipeline are provoking very strong protests. I mean, most obviously, at a new development planned partly by the co-op near Leicester had very big protests. Tim Henman's dad and Tim Henman himself, we're led to believe, are opposing one up near Weston on the Green in Oxfordshire. And there's been pretty strong protests in Warwickshire also on a development planned about 5-6 miles from Stratford-upon-Avon.
What are these local protesters' objections?
I think basically the government would say a part of it is not in my backyard. A lot of them claim there is not the infrastructure there. And there is some concern from organisations like the Campaign to Protect Rural England and indeed other bodies that they won't be sufficiently well linked to existing communities. In Sir Simon Milton, the chairman of the local government association, although understanding the need for more housing, after all, local councils are the ones who've got to provide a lot of the affordable housing, has warned that if things aren't done properly and there are these eco towns set up without access to training, education, jobs, that they could turn into eco slums rather than eco towns.
James, many thanks. For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.